time for Israel is Real. Two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. Rahel and Sonia focus on life in modern 21st century Israel, telling the stories of ordinary people living in, loving, and in support of an extraordinary land. Israel is Real is a community-supported program featuring interviews with local, national, and international celebrities, personal life stories, and call-ins. Learn a new Hebrew word every week. Israel is Real. Every Friday on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. And now, your hosts, Rahel and Sonia.
Hi, sorry about that. Hi, we're Rahel.
And Sonia.
And this is Israel is Real, the free voice for Israel. Boker tov lekol ha'mazinim.
Tzoraim tovim b'Yisrael.
From WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. You can hear us also on the internet at WSMNradio.com. And you can always, always, always go to our website where we have lots of information and lots of archived interviews, very, very interesting shows at www.israelisraelnh.com. That's ISRAELISRAELNH.com. Uh-oh, they're after us. Here they come.
Why, you stopped in the bank somehow?
Yeah, well, you know, these days.
Okay.
We need to stay alive, don't we?
You grab a coffee from there?
Free coffee at my bank. I don't know about yours, but I stop there often.
I'm not drinking any coffee, so.
Oh, you can get tea also and hot chocolate.
No.
Yeah.
What are we?
You might even be able to take out a dollar.
Okay.
So here we are. It's Friday.
Again.
Thank goodness. Again.
Again, yes.
And we are back, and we are going to tell you our Hebrew word for today is...
It's not cafe.
No.
Which means coffee. No. It's yeled, actually.
Yeled.
Yeled.
Very, very nice word.
Yes. Actually, the meaning is child. But it's coming from the same root, like to give birth. And it's also like to give birth even to an idea.
To an idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is something that we can say it even in Arabic. In Arabic, it's... Walid.
Walid.
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. Walid. And it's nice. It's showing you what's the meaning to have the same root. I'm hoping that I'm saying, I said it, you know, in the right way, but I know that it's have this...
And the root letters, for those who are now Hebrew experts after listening to our show every week, the Hebrew letters are Yud, Lamed, Dalet.
Yes, and, but in order for somebody to understand what it is, we need much more than a radio show. So therefore, I'll spare this from our listeners.
Don't forget, we are both Hebrew teachers. So if you really, really want to learn, yeah, we're here for you. Anyway, speaking of Yeled and something being born, I wanted to start. We're going to be speaking today about children's Israeli
songs.
Children's songs and Israeli children's music and the children of Israel, and who are really, really the most precious treasure that we have. The children are our future. But I'm going to, before we get into that, I want to talk about how Israel is Real was born a little bit. I don't know if anybody knows the story, but in brief... I was here.
In the beginning, we've been extremely afraid to speak to the microphone.
Right.
Never mind to tell the story. So,
hey,
no,
speak for yourself. Well, the story in brief is that George Russell, who is a talk show host here, was interviewing me for to advertise a Main Street event here, which I was participating in. And I was talking about my music, and... when he went onto my website to play some of the music that I write, somehow the computer got stuck on one particular song. And it happened to be a children's song that I didn't write, but that I sung, and I sing on a CD. You're hearing it now.
לדוד משה הייתה חווה איה איה יו לדוד משה הייתה חווה איה איה יו ובחווה היה לו כלב איה איה יו הכלב נובח
Well, you can hear, you can keep it going underneath as I'm telling the story. Obviously, George thought this was hilarious, and I was embarrassed, but there it was. And every time he said, let's play another song, this song kept coming up. Well, we had a great time, I have to say. And George, at the end of the show, he said, how about I give you a show about Israel? And I said, great, no problem. I'll get a few friends. We'll come and we'll talk about Israel. He called me about 2 weeks later, and he said, I got a spot for you, a weekly spot. And if you want it, you can have it. Talk about Israel. And I said, of course I want it. And then I contacted Sonia.
And then the embarrassing thing is that we met every week when we are going to our work. And she suddenly told me that we are going to make together a radio show. And I thought that maybe I'm going to open the door, something like this. No, she said, no, you are going to be a co-host. And I said, maybe you just forgot something, that my English is not so well. No, I like the English. And I said, never mind, you like, but what the others are going to say. And
I said, we're Israelis.
Yeah.
We're speaking about Israel.
We are Israeli.
What does it matter?
We are Israeli. One
Nobody
is
has to understand
nice
us, right?
English. Yeah, the other not so much. But yeah. So this is how we came to this radio show.
And thus two new celebrities were born.
I don't think that we are celebrities, no. I think that it was a great opportunity, actually, to learn something
right
behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't have any idea what we are doing, I have a very good friend of mine that she's an Israeli, and she is really
a radio host.
Yeah, she is.
Very
she
experienced.
She is really a celebrity in
right
Israel about radio. So she gave us, I don't know, 10
Some
or
advice,
15
yeah
minutes of lecture, what we need to do, and with this we are going till now. So it's good.
And it's, look at this, a year and a half later, and
no,
we're still
not
going
it's
strong.
More than a year.
More than a, we started, this was
in
way
October,
back
in October.
Well,
2nd.
Our first show was October 2nd,
mm-hmm,
2009. We were born. And here we are growing and learning and getting older. So that's a story. And we talked over the song till the end.
That's okay.
But we're going to go on now. Oh, it's still there. Hold on. We'll hear a little bit more again. This was how Israel is Real was born.
This extremely farm. A radio farm.
לדוד משה הייתה חווה איה איה יו לדוד משה הייתה חווה איה איה יו ובחווה היה לו כלב איה איה.
And there you have it. So you never know how things, an idea becomes born, how a radio show suddenly appears. So the theme of this week is children's music, as you can tell. And I want to bring you now around again to Israel. This was an American song, obviously, a nursery rhyme that was translated into Hebrew in Israel. I worked for many, many years as a musician and taught children and as an educator in music. And I got to know a lot about children's music in Israel. And I have really, I could say that I think it helped me with my Hebrew. learn Hebrew. My first Hebrew word was leitzan, if you can believe it, which means clown. And I learned it from children. And they were my first teachers. And that's how my Hebrew identity was born, through the child.
And also, you must mention something. In Israel, a child is going to correct you if you are doing a mistake. And they are doing this very naturally. Not so in the United States.
Right.
A child felt very embarrassed to correct an adult. But I remember certain things that little kids are saying, like, not this way, so.
I can tell you that every time I would tell my children to put their shoes on, go get your shoes, they'd say, sandals, sneakers, boots, not shoes. Say, all right, get your sandals, whatever. So there you have it. My son was in preschool, a very wonderful, wonderful, what we call Gan Yeladim, a children's kindergarten. And one year they focused on a particular piece of work, and it was called HaKeves HaShisa Asar from 1978, The 16th Lamb. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful, wonderful work. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. First of all, it was a children's book, and it was written by Yonatan Geffen, who is one of Israel's very quintessential poets and writers and composers.
And if we'll give a little bit of yellow stuff here, mm-hmm. Yonatan Geffen is nephew of Moshe Dayan.
Right.
He's from the same family.
Moshe Dayan, and the father, we have to say, of Aviv Geffen. His
Aviv
son,
Geffen is his son, yes.
Who later became a very popular
and
singer.
And also his daughter, which is a writer. They mm-hmm. are extremely, extremely talented.
Very talented family.
Yes.
So he first wrote this as a book, which met with great success. He later hooked up with Yoni Rechter, who is a wonderful, wonderful musician, composer. We'll talk about him again. And they created music to this, and then it became a theatrical production where many of Israel's famous, very popular singers and musicians were born and had their start in their careers. So this was called HaKeves HaShishasar, The 16th Lamb, and we're listening to a song right now which is called Ech Shir Nolad, How is a Song Born? איך שיר נולד כמו
דינות מחבר שלוש מילים מחמם על אש קטנה ורץ מהר להביא בצל מהשכנה מוסיף שני חרוזים קצת פלפל, קצת מלח מערבב שלושה כבשים וזורק קובייה של קרח שוב עוד שהקרח יהיה חם
לא 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 La 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 ze koev achakav yotze achutza vechulam smechim ufiton eze yofi hu holech levad ech shir nolad kmo tino
One of the ingredients mm-hmm. is to have ice. But a hot ice. So it's for kids. It's a very
It's wonderful.
Nice,
yeah. You start with a few words. You put sprinkle it with a few rhymes.
And a little bit of salt.
A little bit of salt. A little bit of pepper.
And you are running to bring an onion
uh-huh.
from the neighbors.
Right.
And then... you must put some ice, mm-hmm. hot ice.
Hot ice.
And that's it. You have a
and
song.
There you have it. A song yeah. is born.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay.
It's wonderful. And we're going to play a few more from this particular piece of work, The 16th Lamb, because it's so brilliant. It really is. And the music is great. The rhymes, the poems, the lyric are wonderful. If anybody remembers out there, any of our listeners are remembering HaKeves HaShishasar from the 70s, late 70s, Really, it was fantastic. Hmm. This next song is called Ani Kvar Lo Tinok. I'm not a baby anymore. So now we're going to start growing a little bit, and let's see what happens. You know, when you have children, and what you were just saying, Sonia, they're not afraid to speak up and tell you you're wrong. I'm not a baby anymore. Here, yes. Let's hear Ani Kvar Lo Tinok.
אמא אומרת שאני צריך לאכול הרבה כי עכשיו אני כל הזמן גדל אבל זה לא נכון כשאף אחד לא רואה אני עוצר ונח לי קצת ושוב גדל
We are back so fast.
Wow. we were chatting here,
yeah,
about growing up. And the children in Israel, I have to say, are very, very independent. And I want you to know that in Israel, first of all, it's very sympathetic to parents. You're allowed to take a lot of time off. And actually, when you give birth, you're actually paid. I remember giving birth to my child, going into the hospital. And when I came out, they gave me a check. I said, what's this for? They said, for having a baby. In other words,
it's
they're supporting.
It's not a lot of money, but
right,
it's
not, it was something
symbol,
to give you a start,
yeah,
and to say that children are very important. And they're the next generation. And they are supporting that. And parents take time off, not just a few days, not just 6 weeks. They take a lot of time off and devote it to their children. But at the same time,
it's about 3 months.
About 3 months.
And moms can go
Paid vacation.
Yeah, for paid vacation.
But there
or
are
the
many
fathers.
Or the fathers. And but, there are a lot of institutions then.
Yeah.
There are family daycare,
yeah,
and
you have
corporate
different
daycare
institutions, right.
A lot of
But we used to joke, we said when my first child was born, my daughter, we said she is so fresh in this world, and she came with also some pocket money. She's going to buy something. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
We're going to grow up a little. We were mentioning that there's a lot of wonderful childcare and educational institutions that take care of our children in Israel. And this one is a song called Gan Sagur. The kindergarten's closed, and he's not so happy about it. Let's hear the song, Hagan Sagur.
הנדנדות עומדות בין העצים הגבוהים והפרחים, כאלה נמוכים ובלי צבעים, כי הגן שלנו סגור. קוביות נרדמות מסודרות בסל, ואין שם אף ילד שיבנה מהן מגדל.
קוביות נרדמות מסודרות בסל, ואין שם אף ילד שיבנה מהן מגדל.
ואין שם אף גננת שתגיד מה מותר ומה אסור, וכל הספרים מסודרים על המדף, כי אין מי שישמע סיפור. La 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 קוביות נרדמות מסודרות בסל, ואין שם אף ילד שיבנה מהן מגדל.
הנדנדות עומדות בין העצים הגבוהים, והפרחים כאלה נמוכים ובלי צבעים.
אתמול בחמש אחרי הצהריים הלכנו עם
אמא למכולת,
ובדרך ראינו שהגן שלנו סגור.
לא נעים לראות גן סגור, זה לא כל כך נעים לראות גן סגור.
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות גן סגור.
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור. זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור, זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור. זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור, זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור. זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור, זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור. זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור.
This was Gan Sagur. It wasn't so nice to see that the kindergarten was closed, the swings were standing still, the seesaw was stable. just wasn't too much fun when you walked by the kindergarten. And this was sung by Gidi Goff. And Gidi Goff, I think his career got kicked off also at that time. He was an Israeli singer. He's a TV host, an entertainer, an actor, and one of Israel's personalities. So we're going to take a short break and let you know about our sponsors and things that are going on around town. So, Sonia,
yes.
Do you know anything about Rachel music?
Have you heard the buzz? Rachel's music is touching hearts of listeners all around the world. To hear Rachel's unique sound and to book Rachel to perform for you live, just go to rachelmusic.net. That's www.rahelmusic.net. And I would like also to mention that yesterday, today, and tomorrow in Concord, it's...
there is an outside fair.
Yes, mm-hmm. And if you would like to see who are the members of Vision that we are continually speaking about them, just go for them and you will see their wonderful booth. I was sitting there yesterday. Beautiful stuff, wonderful people. Just go and find them. And if anyone have any interest in August 24th in Manchester, New Hampshire, Vision is having a huge rally, Standing with Israel, Jews and Christians united for the same idea. And the rally will start
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
There'll be wonderful music by some wonderful musicians.
Rachel.
and hopefully some others.
And we will have like between 5 to 6 people will chat, will go around. And actually the rally, it starts at 6 p.m. till 8 a.m. And we will have speakers, we will have music, we will have dances probably. And just hope that we'll have a nice day, not a hot day and not a humid day and not a rainy day, something like in between.
And yes. I will say that in addition to that, some people who have been inspired by what Glenn Beck is doing, who is actually having the rally that day, is going to have created a week-long event that are happening all around New Hampshire. So from August 20th till the end of that week, there will be activities going on in support of Israel. So do check in the nhforisrael.org, where you can find out all sorts of things going on. And also now, don't forget that you can also support Israel by supporting Israel Is Real. And you can still write a check to Absolute Broadcasting. Send it to our personal mailbox at Israel Is Real, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. Again, write the check to Absolute Broadcasting. Send it to our personal mailbox at Israel Is Real, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. And always, you can get more information and visit our website at www.israelisraelnh.com, ISRAELISRAELNH.com. And we are WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. This is WSMNradio.com. And we will continue with our show in just a minute.
סלח לי, אתה מוכן ללוות אותי?
ברצון, איפה את גרה?
הילדה הכי יפה בגן, יש לה עיניים הכי יפות בגן, וצמה הכי יפה בגן, ופה הכי יפה בגן. וכמה שמביטים ביותר, רואים שאין מה לדבר, והיא הילדה הכי יפה. יפה יפה בגן כשהיא מחייכת גם אני מחייכת וכשהיא עצובה אני לא מבינה איך אפשר להיות עצובה כשאת הילדה הכי יפה בגן לא 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 יפה בגן יש לה עיניים הכי יפות בגן וצמה הכי יפה בגן ופה הכי יפה בגן וכמה שמביטים בה יותר רואים שאין מה לדבר והיא הילדה הכי יפה יפה בגן כשהיא מחייכת גם אני מחייכת וכשהיא עצובה אני לא מבינה איך אפשר להיות עצובה כשאת הילדה הכי יפה בגן לא 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 לא
We're listening to הילדה הכי יפה בגן the prettiest girl in kindergarten the singer who's singing this is Yudit Ravitz. Now Yudit Ravitz also started her career around that time and she's wonderful. There are very few females in the music world who are playing guitar and who
Chaval
are instrumentalists.
Well.
Right, but in Israel there are, but
yeah.
in the world in general,
okay.
many women are just singers. And Yudit Ravitz is a composer, she's a singer and she
actually starts her artistic life in the army when she went to the army she was part of a group that perform and she was extremely talented and she is still very talented she put out a couple of years like me like you like everyone
actually she's put out 20 albums
she's
20
she's very,
20 of
she's
her own
very,
music
very,
yeah
very, she's very good she has a very strong voice and a very nice voice and she is performing I don't know if you ever saw her in the stage but she's
yeah,
performing
yeah.
wonderfully she's really a joy to see her so
she's wonderful so we're going to continue listening to some more songs from Hakevesa Shishasar and the next one is Ani Ohev Shokolad I love chocolate and what else do I like you know how kids have lots of things they like and some things they don't like so this is all about things that I like and you have chocolate
the gam kama kochavim
ani ohev et achoref et hakeitz ve et hastav ve et haaviv ve et ma she'achshav ani ohev et galim ve'ikar צמות ואת זאת עם הנמשים ואת זאת עם הגומות אני אוהב את אמא ואת אבא גם ואת שולה הגננת ואת הדודה מרים אני אוהב את סבא ואת סבתא אני אוהב את אחותי אבל הכי הכי הרבה אני אוהב אותי אני אוהב את החורף
I don't know what you like, but I like chocolate.
Yes, and the most. He said that he likes himself.
Right.
So this is how you are becoming
you as you grow you
with a strong belief in yourself. So.
Right, and as you grow you grow into your
Confident.
Own identity and
Confident.
You move away a little bit from parents and you move on in life. Now this next song Ani Nishar Ani I'm just me. I stay
no,
me.
No, I will stay me.
I'm going to stay me. And you know speaking of when children grow we always give our children nicknames when they're little Hanale Moshele any nickname well my brother His name is Aaron. And when he was young, we used to call him Ari. And that was fine until one day he turned around to us and he said, I'm not Ari, I'm Aaron. And from that day on, he was Aaron. And this is what happens as we grow. But we still stay ourselves. So this is Ani Nishar Ani.
לשאת ברכת שלום לכל הילדים לשאת ברכת שלום לכל הילדים וכשהתעוררתי נזכרתי בחלום ויצאתי לחפש מעט שלום ולא היה מלאך ולא היה שלום ומזמן הלך ואני
Sorry, we apologize.
We have a glitch here.
We have a glitch. That was my fault. I think I forgot to send the link to that song. But that was this song that we're listening to actually is called Elohim Sheli, My God, and written by Israeli singer, songwriter, composer, and television personality Uzi Chitman Zal. He died recently at a young age, but he was raised... He was the son of Holocaust survivors, his parents.
He was raised in an Orthodox religious family. And he, again, has a lot of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Only the gift of life he didn't have because
he died at age 52. He was very young,
yes.
But in that short time, he was extremely prolific.
Yeah, he did a lot.
We mentioned we had a guest here, Jonathan Miller.
They've been the three.
Who had the children's show called Hopa Hey.
Yeah.
And Uzi Chitman is a very special person in our hearts. So let's hear the rest of this song, Elohim Sheli.
Elohim Sheli, רציתי שתדע שהחלום הזה נשאר לי כחידה אלוהים שלי רציתי שתדע על החלום שלי רציתי שתדע אלוהים שלי רק רציתי שתדע
well
Elohim Sheli, I wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. Things that I've been thinking, things that I've been...
In the night on my bed.
In the night when I'm dreaming, what's coming into my mind. I just want you to know.
But it's a very nice song. It's a very, very nice song. It's really, I think it's a great portrait of a child that he's having in his mind something about God, which is extremely hard for him to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, the child is deciding that God is here for me, so I can speak with him. Even if I don't see him, he probably is seeing me, so it's a nice song.
It is, and it's also indicative of when, as we grow, we start to think outside of ourselves a little bit. And we start to think, where were we born? Where did we come from? Hmm. And you think maybe there's something else there, I don't know.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a very good song, although.
And speaking of growing up, the next song, back to Hakeves HaShishasar, Kshe'eye Gadol, When I Will Be Big. Let's see what's going to happen when I grow up. And, you know, I'm still asking that question. I don't know about you, but I'm still wondering, what am I going to be? Who am I going to be when I grow up?
כשיהיה גדול יהיה נגר ובני בתים אבל לא כלוב כשיהיה גדול יהיה זמר והשיר שיר שמח למי שעצוב כשיהיה גדול, יהיה רופא שנותן זריקות לכל מי מי שכואב כשיהיה גדול.
When I get bigger, I'm going to be a carpenter. And so I'm going to build some wonderful things, but not a cage, not a prison.
I'll build buildings, not cages, right?
Right.
So, a statement.
A statement, for sure. And I think, who's singing that? I think that's again Gidi Goff.
Could be. Yeah. Could be, but he's not alone.
Right. There was a team here, a theatrical group. And as I said again, it was Judy Duravitz, it was David Broza, it was Gidi Goff, it was Yoni Rechter, it was Uzi Hetman.
Could be. I don't know. I don't
Danny Sanderson. A lot of people who have then split off and had their own careers from there, and or had some careers before that. And
they
then
have
split off.
Careers before.
And
yes.
They came together for this production, which was wonderful. So let's hear something. What happens when you grow up?
With Danny Sanderson.
Danny Sanderson himself. Actually, he had American parents, I think, but born in Israel.
He's not born in Israel. He came in Israel.
Israel. And he has some really fine songs. He's very
funny guy. Extremely funny guy.
Right. Kind of funny guy.
A lot of humor and good humor. So this song, I think that... It's also something that it's portraying his character.
Right.
And he wrote a song about when you are visiting your aunt and your
uncle.
So let's hear it, and then we'll tell you what is the punchline here.
אצל הדודה והדוד הם נסעו לחופש ביוון. אצל הדודה והדוד השאירו בית מגוון, עם שפות נוחות ומקום לרקוד וקרר מלא בהתאות, עם סלון אדיר ומיזוג אוויר והכל אצל הדודה והדוד. אצל הדודה והדוד אספנו כמה ידידים, אצל הדודה והדוד ארגנו ערב ריקודים, בחורות אין סוף עם מובלים על סוף נהרו לבית הנאות, כל אנשי השיק כל עמים נפגשו אצל הדודה והדוד. אצל הדודה והדוד עד לשעות הבוקר נמשכה, תסרוקות רקדו, משקעות רוקנו, אנשים ניתנו על הגירות, תקליטים כיסחו, השכנים צרחו, והכל אצל הדודה והדוד.
Sonia, we're hearing that he goes to his aunt and uncle's house and he's left there. They go to Greece.
And he took over the house. So he brought a lot of friends.
Right. And they have a party. This, you know how it happens when you're a teenager.
And this kind of party never before was happened in the neighborhood. But suddenly we have a problem. The aunt and the uncle... They came a little bit earlier than he thought.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly when they came and they saw how many people they have into their home, he actually figured it out that those are not his aunt and uncle. So he just took over a house. He tried to make there. So this is Danny Sanderson with
his kind of humor.
My aunt mm-hmm. and my uncle.
You know, George, I'm going to skip a song here probably. And I want to go and hear a few theme songs from some children's shows that we know and love. The first one is Pretty Butterfly, Parpar Nichmad, which was a very popular, and still is, I think, a very popular children's show. Now, the children's TV shows in Israel are brilliant. I used to sit and watch them myself, and I learned so much as a non-Hebrew speaker who was learning Hebrew. I really learned language through these children's songs and as children's shows. And in actuality, that's what children are learning. They're learning language. So let's hear Parpar Nechmad, Pretty Butterfly.
ברוח הקלה שהתעייפו ירדו ישר אליי הם נחו קצת שמעו סיפור וגם שתו טיפה של צור ואז כולם פחו להם פשוט כי בא להם לעוף אז בוא אליי פרפר נחמד שב אצלי על כף היד שב תנוח על תבחר יד שתנוח אל תבחר טוט 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 טוט
נחמד בלי סודות
בלי סודות גברת פלפלת
but בלי סודות and right, Parpar Nechmad, they've right. been together. And mm-hmm. This was the way that we try to teach kids a little bit of letters, a little bit of reading, but in an extremely entertainment mode.
Way and,
and they like it. They like it. I remember my kids like sitting, looking to Parpar Nechmad and then just take off out.
It's wonderful. Own. The TV shows, they're wonderful. And thinking metaphorically, what is a butterfly? It starts out as a caterpillar and it goes through the metamorphosis and becomes
a butterfly.
Grows into a beautiful butterfly, which is what our children are growing up and becoming beautiful mm-hmm. young adults and human beings.
Exactly.
And this is what we do as parents. We try and encourage and nurture that.
Yeah.
And when we see also another show that came later in America, there was Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there was there's always some Western influence coming into Israel, and they created Rehov Sum Sum based on Sesame Street, and the Big Bird character was actually a porcupine, and this is the theme song from Sesame Street, Shalom Sesame, Shalom Sum Sum.
תוכנית רחוב סומסום מציגה את שלום סומסום בהשתתפותי קיפי בן קיפודה קיפודה שכונתי אריק ונס שאתם מכירים כמובן
אומוי שאופניק
הוא הרתנון שלנו בחיקובה של שרה ג'סיקה פארקר בהופעות אורח מיוחדות של ביבי קינג אנ מירה יצחק פרלמן פול שייפר ואוסקר הרצנון כמו כן משתתפים כל דיירי רחוב סומסום וכל תושבי מדינת ישראל שלום
Well, that was Shalom Sesame and as we were saying that in America we have a Big Bird and in Israel we had Kippy the kipo, the Kippy the Porcupine. So it was, but it was still Sesame Street, and actually they worked in cooperation.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they have the Woogie Flats, the guy that is eating the cookies.
Right, they have the Cookie Monster, and they have Oscar the Grouch, and all the characters.
And it was wonderful in Hebrew, Woogie Flats, it's exactly the monster, the Cookie Monster. Yes, a lot of stuff that...
So we're coming to a close again to another wonderful Israel is Real show. We're Rachel and Sonia, and we want to go out just with one more song, which is sung by Arik Einstein, another very popular Israeli singer who did a lot of children's music as well. And this is called Gevert im Salim, the woman with all the bags. Now, I don't know if you've ridden in a bus in Israel. It's a lovely experience. The bus is the main form of transportation. And this is a funny song. It's a humor song about a woman who gets on the bus with a lot of shopping bags. So let's hear it.
גברת עם סלים, תראו איך היא תופסת את כל הספסלים.
ילד, מה פתאום אתה יושב? בבקשה תקום, מיד. הלא גם הגברת צריכה ספסל אחד.
אז
ספסל אחד סלים לחמניות, אז ספסל אחר סלים עקבניות, אז ספסל אחד סלים גרעינים, אז ספסל אחר סלים לפפונים, אז ספסל אחד סלים מרגרינה, אז ספסל אחר סלים חומוס טחינה, אז ספסל אחד סלים כל מיני, אז ספסל אחר סלים עיתוני. ילד, מה פתאום אתה יושב? בבקשה תקום מיד. הלא גם הגברת צריכה ספסל אחד.
האוטובוס נכנסת, גברת עם סלים, תראו איך היא תופסת את כל הספסלים.
Rachel is into it.
I love this, and you should see the video. It's just so funny.
I don't like buses.
Buses, as I said, is the main form of transportation in Israel, and people get on with all of their shopping bags, and this is just sort of saying that here she gets on with all her bags, and suddenly everything is flying out of the bags.
She's taking a lot of chairs, and
she's got tomatoes, and what doesn't she have? She even brings a chicken, and
she's having tomatoes, and she's having
vegetables and bread,
and etc. Yeah, I don't like bus. This is the bottom line.
What can you do?
I
don't like bus travel either. But you know, in Israel, it really saves the day. So if you don't have a car and you have to get around, it's the bus.
Okay.
Anyway, we're at the end of our show, and we are excited to bring you this week's Torah portion, which is
Pinchas, Parashat Pinchas. We open our discussion of this week's Torah portion, Pinchas, with a brief review of a topic we have discussed in recent weeks. We are referring to the power of our righteous Torah leaders to uplift us spiritually. In our portion this week, the Torah tells us how Hashem, God, commands Moses to count the Jews. When commanding Moshe to count the Jews, the Torah used the word se'u. The word se'u can also mean to uplift. As in the verse in Psalm, lift your hands in the sanctuary and bless Hashem and bless God. In order to learn a spiritually uplift message from this parasha, let us try to understand the verse in the following way. Hashem is giving Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, the power to uplift the Jews. As the verse states in the parasha, uplift the entire assembly of the children of Israel. Since the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, God, has appointed in every generation tzaddikim, righteous, to lead all Israel, the entire community of nation of Israel. Just as God gave Moshe Rabbeinu the power to uplift the Bnei Israel, so too does Hashem give the spiritual leaders of every generation to power the uplift Jews. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. This is WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk, where Israel is real. Rachel and Sonia. Please find us at www.israelisrealnh.com. Shabbat Shalom.